The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I come from a long line of, I guess you'd say, voracious readers. Is that a good way to say it? My mother's always got her nose in a book and has some of the worst eyesight of anybody I've ever seen. She's at a public library exchanging books and reading everything under the sun. My father has never been really a book reader, but when it comes to magazines and newspapers, again, his head's always in the middle of one of those. I don't read as much anymore, and I'm talking books or magazines or newspapers, as I used to. I do all my reading on the internet. And, well, in a way, I'm frustrated because, well, life is so busy. Time is so precious. I'm constantly trying to do things like create podcasts or video blogs or write blog posts that I don't have time to, well, relax and curl up with a good book. And I feel bad about that, but I don't know if I should. Is that just the world changing and I'm adapting to the change? Found a book the other day I wanted to read, but it's 600 pages. That'd take me a year or two at this point.